Ever thought about how you got bunion? If you want to improve it, and it is absolutely important for you to understand how bunion develops. And in this video, and you will learn how to retrain your movement patterns and reverse your bunion. If you want to learn how to retrain your body and then movement safely and then effectively and then move better, subscribe to my channel and hit the bell to be notified when I post a new video every week. I am Taro Iwamoto. I am a Feldenkrais practitioner with my background in athletic training, physical therapy, martial arts, and the Feldenkrais method. I have helped many people like you overcome and then move beyond the pain and the limitations. Now it's your turn and let's dive in. So go ahead and stand up with no shoes. You can have your socks on and stand on the floor. And I'd like you to stand naturally and then go ahead and bring attention to your feet and then pay close attention to how the weight is distributed on each foot. And also notice the orientation of your feet, which direction your toes are turning, facing. And it's quite possible that if you have bunion and then you notice that as you're standing, you have a little more weight towards that big toe, and maybe 1 foot more than the other one, especially the one that you have a bunion, and likely that weight is more distributed towards that side. And you can also observe the same thing in sitting in a chair, and as you sit, you maintain the same habitual weight distribution as you're sitting. And so this is just a quick test, and so that you can probably understand a little bit better. And slowly, from sitting to stand, okay, so you're doing sit to stand, but I'd like you to do very, very slowly, and then pay attention as you're starting to shift your weight and transition from sitting to standing right at that point. Where does the weight go? And my guess is that weight shifts over to the big toe as you are doing that weight transfers and then standing up. So that gives you a clue and why you got the bunion, right? It's really related to how you shift your weight and how you stand up, the way that you distribute the weight. It gives you a clue because repeatedly you are shifting away and distributing away over to that side. And a lot. And in every transition from chair to standing up, imagine that you're doing that many times a day. And another thing you can do and check quickly, stand in with a split stance and pay attention to your back foot first. So from here, weight transfer as if you're going to take a step, okay, starting to walk. Then as you slowly shift your weight forward, and notice where is the weight go to on the back foot as the weight transfers to the big toe, with as your foot turn outward, okay? It's quite common from my observation experience and people with who have bunion, when they walk, they tend to turn the foot out and then the transferring weight and pushing off mostly from the base of the big toe on the outside. And that's how they push off, and that's where the weight goes to. So does that make sense how the bunion develops? In a lot of cases, from a repetitive use and repetitive weight bearing and pushing off. And that is habitual, right? You do that all the time. But now that you know how you distribute the weight and then how you are placing the weight on the big toe, right, then we can turn that into a movement retraining. And let's start with the sit to stand and go ahead and sit in a chair. And with the feet by the shoulder width apart, heels under the knees, and observe how you turn or how you orient your feet. If your feet tend to be turned outward a little bit, not overly corrected, but trying to bring your toes more neutral. Toes are facing more or less straightforward, right? And from here, so if you tilt your knees, bring your knees towards the middle, and then the weight naturally goes to the inside of your feet, right? And this is probably the sensation that you are more familiar with, likely because of the habitual way of distributing the weight. Compared to turning your knees out to the side, and then the weight goes to the outer part of your feet, right? Which this sensation is not as familiar because that's not how you distribute the weight, right? So just going this movement a few times, bringing your knees in, turning the toes inward, and bringing your knees out, turning your toes outward, just to get familiar with the different sensations of how you place your feet and how you distribute the weight on your feet, right? And find that neutral place where the weight is neither on the inside or outside. And keeping that pressure and pressure contact evenly distributed on your feet. And slowly stand up. So the most important part is that transition, shifting weight. And as you begin to stand, this is where most people are going to shift into the shift weight into the big toes inside of your feet. Okay, so pay close attention to the transition, shifting weight forward, and then as you begin to stand, maintaining the weight distributed evenly on your feet. And the same thing going down. Pay attention slowly going down, keeping the weight distributed, not allowing the weight to go into the inside, which is habitual patterns for you, likely. So you do practice these movements, sit to stand, keeping the weight distributed evenly on your feet, and 10 times. Then repeat that for 2 sets or so, right? 10 repetitions slowly with good attention, 10 times. Good quality. Don't just repeat and not really knowing how you're moving, how you're distributing the weight. That defeats the purpose. It's not about the repetitions. It's not about doing a sit to stand. It is about how you transfer the weight and then how you're maintaining weight on your feet. Okay, and I have to remind you that once you practice that and then you're getting out of the chair or getting out of the toilet seat, you're getting out of the car and you're starting to do that movement and in your habitual way, then you're not retraining that new pattern. So you have to pay attention to every time you are getting out of the chair. And every time you are going to sit, you are going to pay attention to that. And that's how you're starting to change your movement patterns. And so here's another easy exercise, okay, so that is related to walking in a split stance. All right, so we did the quick movement test, shifting the weight forward. And then as you're shifting the weight forward, and you notice how the weight tends to go into the big toe, right? On the back side, on the back leg. So now, similar to what you did with the sit to stand, you're going to orient your feet more or less straight without overly correcting. For some people, this is just not really reasonable. So it's okay to have the foot slightly turned out, but if it's turned out more, and then just trying to reduce the amount of the turning out. So you just kind of change it a little bit. So that's the key thing. Gradually, okay, you're going to introduce the new patterns instead of trying to make it perfect, which your body may not agree with. All right. So as much as you can, keeping your feet pointing straight forward, and then starting with the weight on the back leg a little bit, and then transferring the weight over to the front leg, and paying attention to how you transfer the weight on the back foot. As you are bringing the weight onto the forward leg, your tendency is to go into the ball with the big toe. Now you are reorienting that force and going to aim at the ball over your second toe. Okay? Slowly shifting the weight and then keeping the weight from going into the ball of the first toe, but keeping the weight more or less around the ball of the second toe to push off so that you're not pressing into that big toe too much, right? So you practice that 10 times, one stance, change, same thing, shift the weight onto ball of the second toe as you shift your weight forward, and then bring it back. Do that 10 times, and then you can take a step, alternate, and so turn it into walking practice. All right, so basically you have a three movement retraining exercise: sit to stand, watching the weight distribution on each foot during the transition, and then weight transfers in a split stance, transferring the weight onto the ball of the second toe as your weight shifting forward. 10 times each leg, right? And then the third one, and then you're turning into slow walking, retraining the walking patterns. So obviously this requires a lot of focus and a lot of attention, a lot of practice and repetitions, right? Because you have developed these habits and habitual patterns of the movements over many years. It just didn't happen in 1 week or 2 weeks, right? Or the months even. So you've been doing this way and your habitual way for so long that, and don't expect that change will happen with the one or two practices, right? It requires a lot of practice, a lot of attention. But the more you practice, the easier it gets. So the new pattern can be retained and can be used and integrated with your everyday walking sit-to-stands. If you want to improve your back pain, be sure to grab your free movement guide to pain-free back at the link below. Check out these videos. And if you like this video, and hit that like button, and be sure to subscribe and share with your friends. Comment below how helpful you found this video was. Thank you so much for watching. See you in the next video. Happy mindful movement. Bye-bye.